This is Brad Milkey of ABC News' Start Here podcast with your sports update. Down one star, the Golden State Warriors keep winning thanks to the rejuvenation of another. We'll explain coming up.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Warriors star Klay Thompson is out for the 2021 season with a torn Achilles tendon, but in his absence, two-time MVP Steph Curry has stepped up in a big way. Curry sits near the top of the league in points scored and three-pointers made and set a new personal best with 62 points in a single game.
This ABC Sports Update was brought to you by Progressive, making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance.
HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
So do you think that, what do you make of all the speculation now that Ghulam Nabi sir might be joining the BJP and the offer?
I will join BJP when we will have in Kashmir a black snow.
That's a good one.
Huh?
That's a good one.
When in Kashmir, instead of white snow, there will be black snow when I join any party. Why yeah. BJP? Any party. And those who say this are spread these rumors, I think they don't know me.
Yeah.
Deputy leader was Rajmata. Rajmata stood up and said something against me. Some allegation. So after she was done, I got up because she had referred to me. So I said that this allegation I take very serious. And on behalf of the government, because Parliamentary Affairs Minister represents the government. So on behalf of the government, I am suggesting a three-member committee headed by the chairman Atal Bihari Vajpayee, leader of opposition. So I said, chairman Atal Bihari Vajpayee and members Advani ji and Rajmata, they should chair. And within 15 days, the session is on, they should give the report to the house, and whatever punishment they suggest, I will take. Atal ji got up and he referred to the chair. He would not refer to me, chair. Sir, the leader of opposition has mentioned my name. And in which context is this committee being constituted or formed? So I got up again. I said this. And what did Atalji say? He got up. Main sadan se maafi mangta hoon, Ghulam Nabi Azad se maafi mangta hoon. Shayad Rajmata Ghulam Nabi Azad ko nahi jante hai. Side note. And Rajmata walked out. So, isliye, lot of people are there who do not know me.
What I wanted to say, after your farewell speech, many people have reached out to you and many people have congratulated you, complimented you for your...
Yeah, lot of parties are going from tomorrow. Large many parties are hosting dinner. Oh, farewell.
Excellent. Sir, any communication you had with your party president?
Yes, just party. I had a meeting with party president. The party president had written a big, long letter appreciating my work all through as a general secretary for long few decades, as a chief minister, as minister, as he has mentioned separately all, and also as LOP, and she has also said that we have to work together to strengthen the organization. After that, I met also her.
What did she say? What did she say?
Saying that we have to prepare for election, we have to work now.
What did Rahul say? Did he come and did he...
Yeah, we met once, twice.
So I want to focus a bit now on what happened of the day of your farewell, because it was really quite, for a political reporters like us,
absolutely,
it was actually... very noteworthy for many reasons. And Soumitra and I want to go through some of them. First of all, sir, the Prime Minister's comments about you. The Prime Minister got very emotional. You also talked about it. I've seen your comments post that as well, that you were also moved. And, you know, you obviously were very moved as well. But I think, sir, both you and the Prime Minister, your relationship goes back as well to when he was Chief Minister. Could you share, because there seemed to be such a rapport, could you share some of the experiences of, you know, because he seemed to be so moved, could you share some experience with us of when he was Chief Minister and you were Union Minister that actually traces the root of your relationship?
In 90s, we were both General Secretary. I was General Secretary, he was also General Secretary BJP. So we would take, today it is a one-to-one, but today also there are debates. So those days also there used to be debates, TV debates. So we were in debates representing two different views. We used to fight also in the debate. And then later on, sometimes if we reach little before time, like you had come little before, then we used to share the tea also offered by the, media persons there. And chit-chat also. So that is one part. Then as Chief Minister, we used to meet quite often, Chief Minister's Conference, then Prime Minister's meeting, sometime Home Minister's meeting, Chief Minister keep coming. Then when he was Chief Minister again, I was Union Health Minister, so again health-related issues, I was talking to each Chief Minister almost every 10-15 days on different issues. So that continued. So actually, this is the fourth time you are now as LOP and Prime Minister. But before that, we had two, three, occasions to know each other. But why we were both crying was not because we knew each other and I was retiring. For that, PM had spoken a lot of good words. But the reason for crying was when I was Chief Minister and Modi ji was also Chief Minister, unfortunately, in 2006, if I recall the day, and maybe May, a Gujarati bus, tourist bus, full of Gujarati people, men, women and children, was attacked by militants in Chashma Shahi, coming from Chashma Shahi or going from Chashma Shahi, just next to the Raj Bhavan and next to my official residence. And when I went on spot, so everybody was weeping, so was I weeping. And in that, while weeping only, I was talking to the Prime Minister and Modi ji that this has happened. So he saw me, weeping. So the PM was describing me that here is a person who is retiring, who is also a good human being. He could not complete it because he broke down. And when I wanted to complete it, I also could not complete it because I felt that as if I'm there seeing them off.
Mr. Azad, it was indeed a very memorable moment.
It's 14 years back.
If we see in a larger context, Mr. Azad, in the context of Jammu and Kashmir, especially the people of Kashmir, after the abrogation of 370, division of Jammu and Kashmir into two parts, taking away the statehood, do you think this will also resonate, this gesture will also resonate in a wider audience of Jammu and Kashmir?
No, but I think that those issues will remain. This will not affect that. Because those issues are so deep and the entire population is so concerned about that. Article 370 is one part. Article 370 abrogation was the agenda of the BJP right from 7 decades.
Correct.
So the division of the state
that has hurt
hit everybody. That we have been reduced to ashes. Had this been a union territory, because in my political life, I have seen only UTs being upgraded as CT. And my own state, which is the largest state, the oldest state in the country, There's no oldest state in the country. And to downgrade that, and nobody can digest that.
So, sir, you have actually made, you know, in all your speeches...
Even I cannot digest that. Mm-hmm. Forget.
Shashi Tharoor, while speaking at a, you know, at a public event after that, said of the Prime Minister that it was an artfully crafted performance.
I don't know in which sense, and most of the people didn't know the background of this.
Mm.
A lot of people think that he was weeping because I was going. So, a lot of people think that, okay, PM was doing it artificially because he's going, why should he bother congressman going? But as I said, the words he used were for me. But this weeping from my side or choking from my side or PM was in totally different context.
Prime Minister, while replying to the President's debate in the Lok Sabha, he referred to a division in Congress, which he said that the Rajya Sabha Congress in Rajya Sabha took a different line, strategy, while Lok Sabha Congress took a different line. And he used the words, he said, such confused and divided Congress is of no good for the country. He was referring to Rajya Sabha's decision to join the debate and Lok Sabha's decision, not Lok Sabha Congress's decision not to join the debate. How do you look at it?
But I think Honorable Prime Minister was not fair. He was not fair by saying, taking the name of Congress only. Because all political parties, opposition parties, were unanimous in having the discussion in Rajya Sabha. So you should have used word opposition, not Congress. So it is not only one party. All 23 opposition parties unanimously decided the Rajya Sabha to function. So this selective taking name, I don't think it was fair. There has to be a difference between Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha.
Okay.
Why the bills, if not referred to standing committee, can be referred even by the Lok Sabha as a select committee? They have the conscience in the mind. And they may take so hasty decision, these words are there, they may take sometime hasty decision, keeping in mind their conscience and all that, what will help them and what will not help them in their conscience and make the laws. That's why the House of Elders, they will coolly, irrespective of which party they belong, but they will apply their mind what is good for the country and world.
So can we speak now, move to the issue which has fascinated the entire country about the letter? And I wanted to just get back to the, because it's the first time we are speaking to you after the whole episode. I wanted to just, you know, for you to share with us, what were the circumstances? How did it start? Give us some behind the scenes.
I don't think today is the time we can separately sit for that issue. That is a standalone issue.
I know, but sir, it's so rare. And I think both of us have gotten an opportunity after years to speak to you like this. So sir, share with us now. Basically, when was it? What was that moment that you all felt? And who was it who first reached out to other people who felt like that? You know, what was the spark, sir?
Losing these successive elections badly. We have lost earlier. We have lost in 77. But huge number, almost 150 or 156. We have lost again during Rajiv Gandhi's time, but again 190. We again lost Narasimha Rao, but again about 160 or something. So losing twice and in getting 44 seats or 50 seats and not even having a leader of opposition in Lok Sabha was something unacceptable. Being in government for 10 years and then not having the LOP even. Some people are sensitive like us and feel very badly that from sky we have fallen to the ground, even below the ground. So, lot of people meet us. And we have come from the organization, so our accessibility to most of the people is much more than anybody. When people don't meet them, they come to us. So they were saying that this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, this has to be corrected. So then we put all what we have been receiving from together, these are the things. And this is what we wanted the leadership to do. That was unfortunate that somebody leaked it, but that was not the purpose of leaking it. But these days you cannot keep anything secret for a month together. It was leaked after 1 month. How long you can, 23 people signing and reading, and then how some person was tempted to leak it all. And Avan is not going to fall leaking it. It's not something a state secret. It's just to strengthen the organization. And this was not something written. It was a big para on Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru, a big para on Rajiv Gandhi, big para on Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi. But we didn't have the president at that time because the elected president had resigned. And the other president, on our own request, had said only 1 year. And that 1 year was the going to be over that month only.
Yeah.
So that was the reason that we want now full-time president. We want elected bodies because we didn't have more than a quarter century. We didn't have elected bodies at the block level, district level, state level, working committee level. So if we really want to rise and come again from the ashes, so this was just to strengthen the organization, not to weaken the organization, and not to challenge.
A lot of critics, and you know that within your party, because they were upset, ki, you know, why are they finding fault? They took out the whole thing about the AICC session in Talcatora and said, why has, you know, Mr. Azad, he's a senior leader, he's the one who moved the resolution.
Yeah. Yes.
So what did you feel at that time? And do you want to explain that,
no,
sir?
No, no.
Is there any contradiction there?
No, no.
Because you asked...
But he resigned, na. I supported Rahul Gandhi. Rahul Gandhi, we elected.
Yeah.
I supported him. But he himself, we took 1 hour to convince him to continue.
Yeah.
He said, I don't have to be.
Yeah.
I will not.
Yeah.
So, okay, he's out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then, who is there? Then we requested Mrs. Gandhi. She said, no. Then there was a break for 1 hour. Then we all got together and told Mrs. Gandhi, you have to be there. Some said 6 months, some 4 months. So we all said, decided 1 year. So you had no president. The elected who elected and who I supported had resigned. And her 1 year was going to go be over that week only when we wrote this letter. So we had, there was no Sonia Gandhi, there was no Rahul Gandhi. So we were talking of the third person now. Naturally, she goes. The Rahul Gandhi doesn't want to come back. He has resigned. So we have to have the third person. So third person should be like this, 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 and he should do this, this.
Yeah.
4 months later, there will be the AICC and the process will start for election of the new president. Who is your preferred candidate to be the Congress president?
Let the bridge come.
Well, that was a conversation, and that brings us to the end of this episode of On the Record. If you would like to share your views on it, do tweet me at Sunetra C or at HT Smartcast. Send in your feedback, and I'll be back with another episode. So join us then. Goodbye.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.